This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville, Taste the Homemade Goodness of Prairie Farms, by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond, by Security National Bank with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, by Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077, by the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, and by Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Here are the guys. It's Terry Tote, Tim Mize, and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. Big day on the show, Terry.
Yes, indeed. We have lots to talk about. And we've already talked about a whole bunch here in the last 2 minutes with Uncle Ralph.
Oh, my goodness.
But not arable.
You'll have to wait for the director's cut to come out.
It's like a dangerously educational conversation.
What I want to know is what's going on with this show that we've had this tremendous upgrade. You realize this is 3 weeks in the row? That we've had attractive females
in here. Title IX.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Title IX. That's the reason why.
3-1.
That's right. Well, I don't know how that evens out or anything, but Jan O'Malley is joining us this morning, and that means it's close to MTXE Day.
It is.
Yeah.
Two weeks and counting.
I'll pull that over there to you, and we'll see if we can adjust that a little bit. Yes, MTXE Day, which for folks who may not be familiar with it, and it's hard to believe that, how many, 8 years now?
This is our eighth year.
But there's a big golf tournament that benefits the athletic programs, both at Nokomis and Lincolnwood High School, held in memory of Maury Huff.
True.
And it's as simple as that, and I tell you what, it's been hugely successful. And
yes,
you've been a big part of that. Young lady,
thank you.
A huge part of that, along with my buddy Mark Convery, and he's still he's still very much involved, even though he's
technology is wonderful.
Yeah, technology is wonderful.
Thank goodness for technology.
He's away from here, so
yes.
Tell us a little bit about. I'm assuming at this point, as always, you're booked up already.
We are.
Yeah,
we are.
Okay.
That's a given. We have 160 golfers ready to go. As always.
Are you basically booked up the day after the event for the following year?
Pretty much.
Close.
We'll put it this way. Close. If you actually had a sign up, yes, you would be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's just that it's that popular and everybody gets together. And
we have a lot of the same people.
There'll be people that will not get all the holes done before dark sets in, probably. I mean, it just depends.
We hope so.
We try. But every once in a while.
Every once in a while, it runs a little late.
That's
true.
Well, you
know,
you have to have a libation now and then. And
we do that as well.
Boy,
they do that as well.
Libation instead of dehydration.
Well, you know, you got to keep hydrated out there.
You must keep hydrated, especially on a golf course.
Yes.
And at MTXE Day, everybody is very hydrated.
And not by everyone.
Most of them.
Some of us are just tired.
Yeah.
And
we may appear to be, but we are just tired.
Yeah. Yeah. it's fatigue.
It's called loopiness just because you're so doggone tired.
That's true.
And by the way, Terry.
Yes.
Before I forget it.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday I did a tournament for Wayne Rosenthal.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lady there. Came up to me and said, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And she said, "Well, please tell Terry I said hi." And it was Susan Griffith.
Oh, Susie. Been a long time.
Yeah, I told her. I said, "The Golden Voice of Radio."
The Golden Voice. Yes, what a good friend.
But anyhow, she wanted me to tell
you. She's in California nowadays.
No, she's
she?
Back here now.
She's back here now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought you were retired from grilling pork chops.
Just last week I retired, but then I started up again yesterday.
He's worse than these boxers and Michael Jordan.
He is like a boxer.
You know, he retires and he comes back. And
special cameo.
There you go.
Special cameo.
I'm going to quit one of these days.
Are you really?
Right.
Yeah. Well, who gets the grill? Does it go into the Hall of Fame someplace?
Yeah, it'll go into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Hall of Shame.
I would say Hall of something.
By the way, since this is like Olympic week, I hope you saw the article on Harold Osborne by Dave Kane in the State Journal Register yesterday. If you did not, you can go online and check it out. What a great article by Harold Osborne, who won not only the decathlon, but also won a separate gold medal along with that in the high jump, and nobody else in the history of the Olympics has done that.
Yeah.
Harold Osborne from Butler, Hillsborough High School grad, 1914, so there you go.
Yeah, and he, of course, just grew up down the road about a mile from where we live, his family were very, very athletic, and he just happened to be at the top of the heap.
He was, I guess, Dave doing some research like Dave does. He does a great job. One of the most underrated athletes, and probably one of the greatest athletes ever in the history of the Olympics. So.
Well, he went to the Olympics with who's Harold Osborne?
From where?
He went with no fanfare. Butler. Where's Butler?
Something that's never been done. Easy to make the case that you're one of the greatest Olympians of all time.
No, and nobody will ever do it again because everybody's so specialized anymore. So it was incredible what he did. So
and that's the glory of small town
athletics. Yes, where you play a lot of different sports
and do
a lot of different things. You're in the band. You're in the chorus. You play sports. It's pretty neat thing. So
well, a couple of weeks ago we had the gals in here, and Molly McDowell was here, and we got to discussing getting away from the tournament.
But Molly's stories are for another day, James.
But we got to talking about this area and going back to the museum and the athletes that's in there and all Hall of Famers. We have a potpourri of athletes from this area that have done well in professional sports and the Olympics and what have you.
A potpourri of athletes.
It's a big word, ain't it? Can you spell that?
I can. I was going to ask you to spell it. I got no idea. I can barely pronounce it.
Yeah, well, that'll be for another day, too.
Okay. Well, let's get back and talk about the MTXE Golf Day coming up. It's on Saturday, August the 25th, and things open up. When's tee off for the morning session?
Morning session tees off at 7:30.
7:30? Okay.
7:30.
And
then we'll feed them.
We'll feed them, and then you'll...
We start again.
Yeah, start all over and do it again.
Exactly.
To help raise money... The trifecta's back again this year.
Ooh, the trifecta plus one.
Plus one.
We have a bonus prize this year.
Oh, wait, and there's more. If you order before midnight tonight.
We have. No. This is a good thing. We have an Apple MacBook Pro.
Okay.
Wow.
And that's provided by local Pioneer dealers, including Joe and Gavin Pope.
Okay.
And, of course, Gavin's going to be our auctioneer like always.
Sure.
Steve and Aaron Jansen.
Yeah.
And Mark Bertolino, Ken Niemeyer, Melvin Wimpen, and Matt Stolte. So we've got all the locals stepping up.
Good guys.
All good guys.
Good sports fans, too.
The second prize is the new Apple iPad, and that's sponsored by Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms has been big for us the past few years.
Our buddy Kevin Olson.
Yes. We've got Kindle Fire for third place, and that's sponsored by Huddle. Are you aware of what Huddle
Frank Steele.
Is? Frank Steele, yes.
Yeah. HUDLE.com.
HUDLE.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
You go.
And he's moved back to Nokomis.
Has
so
he really?
He's going to be helping with
All
the football
right.
program.
Well, great.
And then we've got a Kindle Fire, from Frank. And then the plus one is a second iPad. And that's from the First National Bank of Raymond. And yes, I have tickets.
It's amazing how far prizes for these types of events have come to where an iPad is second prize and a Kindle Fire is third prize. That's amazing, the quality of the prizes.
Yes, it is. It is. And we hope that everybody, you don't have to be a golfer to help, and this is an excellent way to help. So we'll have those out there.
Great.
We, of course, have a wine pull. You're all invited to take a bottle of wine. Uncle Ralph, you can come and get a bottle of wine for your
Ralph's
honey.
Ralph's smiling.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That'll be in the clubhouse all day. And we have two 50-50s, one for the morning shift, one for the afternoon shift. And then, of course, there's the auction.
And Gavin.
You can't beat that.
Gavin does such a great job at the auction.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He does a great time. So.
Yes. We have great auction prizes, mm-hmm. like always.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the three-month couples membership at Fusion. We've got a whole hog and all the processing from Ron and Doug Kirkpatrick. Goodness, I can't think of the other things.
Well, we'll take a break. You can think of those. When we come back, we'll find out about everything else.
Yeah.
Next.
How about that?
Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Law Officer at Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing and machine shop now has a heavy duty tow truck and can tow your semis. They have a crew cab rollback to transport your car and your family, and they can pick up your motorcycle. There is nothing they can't tow. When you need a tow, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. 324-2400. That's 324-2400.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect highs in the mid-80s. Clear skies for tonight. We'll have a low of around 55 degrees. Cloudy skies for tomorrow. There's a 20% chance for some rain. Expect the high Sunday of around 85 degrees. 50% chance of rain for Sunday night. We'll have a low of around 65 degrees. Right now at 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 71 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech, or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:17, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
A little bit later on this hour, we're going to be talking with Matt Trohoff from the Illinois High School Association and throwing some questions at Matt and see what he comes up with from the Illinois High School Association, which we give them the devil so much about where they send teams and this, that, and the other. But, you know, when you're a governing body of membership schools over the entire state of Illinois, it's hard to please everybody. So it's kind of a compromise situation.
It's kind of like the selection committee for the NCAA yes. basketball tournament. There's always going to be a school
yeah.
or two that's not happy. But when you look at the process as a whole, more times than not, they get it
yeah.
99% right.
And you know what? The state basketball tournaments are still the crown jewel, yep. I think, of any state tournament in the whole nation. So Illinois does a great job. Anyway, Jan O'Malley's in with us. We're talking about the MTXE Day. Jan, we go back, and of course, this had its roots when Mo Huff passed away, and the first couple years they did it for the family and for the Cancer Society, and now it's been for the kids, and that's what's really driven this to unbelievable heights. First year, how much money was made for the MTXE Day?
The first year for the kids was $9,000.
So that was $4,500 for
each
school.
Yep.
And last year, it just about blew our socks off.
$30,000 total.
Yeah,
we were able to give $15,000 to each school.
Yeah.
And, of course, you were gracious enough to present those checks.
Oh, I get a kick out of that. That's, you know, that's pretty exciting.
Well, so. I think the presentation last year was exceptional.
Oh, you
exceptional.
Do?
I do. When you have that kind of money, and I believe you had people standing up.
Yes.
And as it turned out, we had everybody in the gym.
We had everybody in the gym standing up that night, and it was a packed house.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun. It was very noisy, and as it was a tribute to the fans, because as much as the Lincolnwood-Nokomis rivalry is enjoyed, it's good to know they come together for a cause like this.
Right. And we share.
Oh, yeah.
We do soccer.
Yeah. I don't think the co-op's in effect for basketball this year. But
girls' basketball is not.
Yeah, not.
But so. Football is.
Mm-hmm. Football's still there.
And yeah. The football team, bless their hearts, have been tremendous at selling trifecta tickets.
Gabe is, he's got those guys kind of pumped
motivator.
Up. Yes,
he's
he
quite
is.
The motivator.
I hear he's been
they've
pushing
been,
these guys.
They've
to,
stepped it up.
Yeah,
and
that's
Coach
good.
Coach Neisler and Coach Stone Raymond mm-hmm. have got the boys' baseball team and the girls' softball team selling tickets. And once school starts, I'm sure that it's going to really take off even more.
And another one of these neat things about this MTXE day, what we don't realize is that as budgets get cut each year, one of the first things they look at is athletics, anything that's kind of around on the fringe, I guess. Is, and yet everybody in, you know, most everybody in town enjoys athletics, but that seems to be, you know, after the arts gets cut, it's sports that really takes a slashing. And some of these budgets are, you know, $100. And
right.
And what can you buy for $100 for an athletic team anymore? I mean, you can't buy a baseball bat for it's $200-$300 for a baseball bat that's legal.
The IHSA's made a few new rules about those baseball bats.
Well,
that they have to buy.
And the reason they've done that is because the aluminum bats, the composite bats, were dangerous. They finally discovered that, you know, the reaction of the ball coming off a baseball bat is too quick. It's going
sure.
to kill a kid, and they don't want that. So they want it to act more like a wooden bat. So, and, you know, just trying to buy a football or a basketball of good quality, you're spending $100 for that.
Oh, easy.
Easy. Yeah.
And you can pick up any of the papers, and we know what's happening.
Sure.
And you're right. The first thing that's going to get cut is high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
Junior high sports have been cut everywhere.
Oh, my.
We're very fortunate. We're very fortunate that we have a bunch of coaches. We have administrators in you know, Lincolnwood and in Nokomis.
And parents that support these things, because
true.
A lot of this is club-type support, where if parents don't get together and help out, it just doesn't get done. I know the Nokomis junior high softball team was selling food at the state tournament, softball tournament last weekend.
Right.
So
right.
They're trying to raise money there. So
it's sad that it's all about money, but yet that's what keeps it going, and that's what keeps small communities thriving.
You know, if you want to buy uniforms and pay for the lights and pay for the officials, and you know, it takes money.
It does.
They can't give that away. So
the nice thing about this, though, to me, is it's not like a football booster club where basically just everything goes to the football program. This gets spread to every sport at these schools. To me, that's the best part.
Plus, Scholastic Bowl and cheerleaders have also benefited
yes.
as well.
So. Yeah, at both schools.
And Jan, it's nice of you to mention that word M-O-N-E-Y, because there's a guy on this show says that's all it's all about is M-O-N-E-Y.
Well, it's not exactly
well,
all about the money.
I mean, as far as helping fund things.
True,
not,
yeah. True.
Don't take that out of text, but, you know, to think that Nokomis and Lincolnwood both would receive an amount of $15,000 is almost mind-boggling. But as you said, what stuff costs, but it will also buy them a lot of things they wouldn't get otherwise.
They get to go to a lot of camps.
Sure.
They have basic
things like
equipment.
That.
You know, it's all about, and I'm partial to basketball.
Sure.
It's all about walking into a gym and seeing who's all there, mm-hmm. watching the cheerleaders, the little kids running around, and then listening to a school song.
Yeah.
And when they come out, it's all worth it.
You know, it's kind of like this week during the Olympics when, you know, the gold medal after the women's soccer game, and they got the lineup, the whole team, and they played the national anthem. It just gives you the goosebumps.
It does.
And that's how local sports is, and not everybody likes it, but the majority of the people like it. And when you talk about a school, a lot of times that's the first thing that's referenced.
Sure, sure.
How's the ball team? How's the football team? How's the basketball team?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that's referenced. And so this particular tournament, you know, goes right to the heart of that.
Sure.
So.
And, you know, Mark is gone. He's mm-hmm. in Florida, but he comes back every year.
Yeah.
A lot of emails going back and forth. Patty Clark at the bank there in Raymond.
Do you have the whole gang here that's the committee?
The committee? Well, Bill and Bev Held.
There you go.
We've been together since the beginning. And, you know, you take a look at it, none of us have kids in school.
No.
It's not about that.
Yeah.
It really isn't. But Erica Detmers, mm-hmm. Rochelle McDowell, of course, Sharon Huff, Patty Clark, Tyler Krager, Denny Williams helps us out quite a bit, and, of course, Joe Murphy's always
Joe.
There. Joe. Always.
The man.
The man.
The myth, the legend.
Earl's here?
Earl's here.
This is the one from Nokomis.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But all we do is coordinate everything, because we've got now over 65 friends of high school athletics mm-hmm. that donate every year. We've got over 90 whole sponsors that donate every year. And we picked up a new corporate sponsor this year.
Who's that?
Process Systems out of Nokomis.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
It is good. And Dairy Queen.
Oh, of course. My gosh, the DQ.
The Spain Hours are wonderful.
They've had their hand in virtually everything for decades.
Yes.
And
yes.
decades and decades.
You mentioned how you don't have any kids in school. I'm just curious, what's the response you get from the parents who do? I mean, how much do they verbalize to you how much they actually appreciate everything
yes.
that goes on?
Yes, they do. They do. And it's taken a while for some of them to realize just how important it is. But like we found out last year.
On the first Friday night of January, we remind everybody. Right?
No, yes, we do. We do. They're very appreciative.
Yes, they are.
And extremely helpful. All of the coaches from both sides step up. They play. We've had coaches' teams. We've got more coaches' teams. You know, they donate. They work. You can't beat it. If you would see the coming together of the two communities, it's unbelievable. Matt, you need to come. You need to stop by.
When they're on the playing floor or the playing field, the competition is there. But then when something like this comes, the togetherness is there.
And the kids work.
Yeah,
we
sure.
have golf teams from both towns. They work. We've got soccer, everybody who helps set up.
And let's talk about Shoal Creek, you know, what a great venue, and the fact they just say, okay, here's your day, and go ahead and do what you need to do.
They put up with a lot. they kind of understand when we walk in the door in the morning that they might as well just get out of the way. But we do help them out.
Oh, sure.
And, of
sure.
course, the girls are all there. Mm-hmm. The Maurice teams, they work every year.
The state champs are there.
Every year.
With the
majority
exception
of Molly this year. She can't be here. But we'll miss her.
Yeah.
But they all come back. And some of them
play. There'll be a little texting going on, I'm sure.
There will be lots of texting going on. So. Not for me.
You're not into that, are you?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't.
Okay. So if somebody wants to help out right now, first off, they can always buy a ticket for the trifecta. Right?
They need to find someone and buy a ticket for the trifecta.
Basically, if any young person is a member of an athletic team or a coach, they've got access to a ticket.
True.
Right there. The banks have access to the tickets.
We all have access to tickets.
Okay. We'll find you
a phone call.
Yeah, we'll find you a ticket. So, and these are some great prizes. So if you can help out that way, that would be great. Do you still need some volunteer help just manning stuff? Or got everything covered
volunteers
at this point?
Volunteers come back year after year. We've got pretty much the same ones, and we're ready to go with that.
All we need is a great day.
I've done a lot of soul searching, driving over at 6:30 in the morning, looking at clouds. But thus far, we've been extremely
lucky. If memory serves me right, one morning it rained.
One morning
it rained because I was on a bus headed to Carlinville to a soccer tournament one day, and it was pouring down rain. But all of a sudden, it quit and it cleared up, and everything was pretty cool.
Well, I think we had a little help on that one.
Yeah, we probably did.
I hope.
We did. So.
But I would ask anybody who wants to see what it's all about, mm-hmm. who would like to help in any way, come get a bottle of wine. Come enjoy the auction. Great prizes.
Come to the auction. That's really where you get some really terrific prizes there.
We've got the auction is about 7:30 in the evening. Most of the time. Sometimes it's a little later.
A little later, 8 o'clock
maybe. But we've
got
Cardinal
tickets. If you're there at 7:30, you'll be on time.
True. So. We have Cardinal tickets from Wayne Rosenthal, mm-hmm. and he's also given us a quail hunt at his place. We've got an autographed baseball by Jim Thome.
All right.
That will be available. We've got a weed whacker from Agritech. No, that's a good thing.
Well, that's good. If it ever rains again.
It's not quite an autographed baseball from a future Hall of Famer, but it's close.
Yeah.
We do fun and practical.
There you go.
There you go.
We're there. You can exercise.
You cover every base.
That's right. You can get fit and go to Fusion. We've got a membership there. We've got Illini football tickets. The FFA from Nokomis always builds a garden bench. We've got that. So we're ready.
Sounds like you got your ducks in a row.
We do.
Quack, quack, quack.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
A potpourri of prizes.
Potpourri of prizes.
You learned a word
there
today.
I did.
And yeah. I guess the challenge is $30,000. Is it possible?
When you look at the total, we have a graph now, and we are over $115,000.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And not only is it the MTXE, it's the Litchfield Sports Boosters. It's, you know, people in Hillsborough, in every community, park districts all over, the Montgomery County Cancer Association, right. You know, over $100,000 again. Actually, 100 and what?
A little over 150
150 this year in Montgomery County.
Montgomery County,
Illinois. Absolutely unbelievable. The charity of the citizenry in this county is just unbelievable.
Regardless of what the project is, once they get behind it.
Yes, they do.
They're behind it and they go with it. And you're right, Terry. Montgomery County is full of very generous people.
Yes, we are. We are very, very blessed to have some good folks around here. And that's not just Montgomery County. It's the whole Central Illinois. It's rural America, which we were talking a little bit about small schools and versus big schools. You know, you miss a lot when you're in a bigger school. You just don't have that closeness.
There's a lot of camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, healthy competition.
Healthy competition.
When
never
it's
hurts.
Time.
Absolutely.
The gloves come off.
And I think one of the great things that's come out of all this these benefits and fundraisers and stuff is the people in the communities have realized that their school is going to have a tough time in sports, especially competing and having a program if the boosters and people like you and yourself and these people don't get behind them and really work and work hard, because as I said earlier, they keep cutting these programs. The money isn't there, so it's got to come from somewhere if you want to keep your school programs going.
And as is the case with any organization, always need some new blood. So if you'd like to be part of the MTXE committee,
come out.
It's worth it. It's well worth it. It's a marvelous, marvelous organization.
Very rewarding. Yes,
it is.
And
yes,
I will sit here and say this morning, being involved in several different fundraisers and programs, listen up, young folks. We need you.
We need
you in all the communities. We need you to get behind us old uppers and push a little, because somebody's going to have to get
old duffers.
Yeah.
Duffer? Okay.
That's another new word, Tim. Okay. You're going to catch some words.
I'm writing all this down.
Yeah. No, you got to
do. There'll be a pop quiz at the end, Tim.
All you got to do is learn to read and you'll be all right.
That's tomorrow.
But we need young folks to get behind these programs and help out, because you are tomorrow. We are today, us folks, but somebody's got to do this tomorrow and the next day, and it has to be the young people.
Okay. That's true. Of course, we do have some old duffers that are going to be with us.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to be around a while.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to still hang out.
August 25th, Shoal Creek Golf Course, MTXE Day. Buy your ticket. Help them out. Raise money for the athletic programs at Lincolnwood and Nokomis.
And to put that all in perspective, Jan, somebody asked me one day, said, are you going to keep cooking until you can't hold that spatula in your hand anymore? And I said, I've got it all figured out.
Oh, God.
When it, my hand gets too shaky to hold that spatula, I'm going to quit this and start making lemon shake-ups.
There you go. You can hand off your spatula to Fred Rossi.
Just Dale. That's from Dale Carnegie. Take lemon, take that lemon and make lemonade.
That's
right,
Ralph?
Right.
That's right.
Well, guys, I have to tell you, I'm in really, really good company, and I appreciate the time.
Oh,
well,
we appreciate
and the
seeing you.
You're
a good friend. You're a good friend.
You must have been listening to something else.
We appreciate having you, Jan. You're always a pleasure to have in the studio.
We need to take a break. When we come back, I believe we have Mr. Matt Trohoff from the Illinois High School Association. Sports Saturday rolls on right after this.
Stay cool this summer with farmer-owned Prairie Farms fruit drinks in orange, grape, lemon, pink lemonade, and fruit punch. And for extra vitamin C, drink 100% pure farmer-owned Prairie Farms orange juice available in convenient plastic pints. And don't forget farmer-owned Prairie Farms sweetened iced tea, very refreshing and available in gallon jugs and plastic pints for those of us on the go. Stay cool and refreshed this summer and taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer owned.
Listen for high school football on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Kurtz 24-Hour Towing in Litchfield, 324-2400. Hillsboro Rental next to the tracks in Hillsboro. C&B Bank and Trust with 12 locations to serve you. And by Consolidated Communications, visit consolidated.com today. For over-the-air broadcast and internet broadcast information, check out our website, wsmiradio.com.
And at 9:35, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville, and you'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. We'll have a high of around 85. Clear skies for tonight with a low of around 55. Cloudy skies for tomorrow. There's a chance for some rain. Expect a high Sunday of around 85 degrees. 50% chance of rain for some Sunday night. We'll have a low of around 65 degrees. Heading into Monday, a 40% chance of rain on Monday. We'll have a high of around 85. Partly cloudy skies for Monday night with a low of around 60. At 9:36, we have a temperature reading of 71 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Loan Officer at Security National Bank. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
The 128th Old Settler Celebration in Hillsboro, August 12th, 15th, and 16th. WSMI coverage of the 2012 Old Settler Celebration is brought to you by the Old Settlers Committee, Robin's Nest for all your floral arrangements serving the Hillsboro area, Huff & Sons Funeral Home serving Montgomery County for four generations, and by Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Fillmore, and Irving.
And at 9:37, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
We're being entertained by Jan O'Malley here at halftime.
Yeah, a lot of entertainment today. A potpourri of entertainment from the old Duffers.
If you're familiar with the history in the Comas area, all you got to say is O'Malley.
Thanks a lot.
I know when I work on Thanksgiving Day, I always play the song "Pretty Good at Drinking Beer" right before the noon hour for the O'Malley clan. So
thank you, and we appreciate it. We appreciate that one.
That was a request from Mama. So
a lot of roads together.
Oh my! Well, we're going to move from MTXE Day on to IHSA. We love to throw these initials, these acronyms out there, and that means Illinois High School Association. And Matt Trohall from the IHSA is with us this morning. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about what your job is with the Illinois High School Association.
Sure. Well, I'm in charge of our media relations and our communications, so things like press releases and, you know, just making sure that when it comes to our state final events at our various venues around our state that, you know, media have credentials and are able to get there and get stats and interviews and all the different things that they need to do their job. And then in addition to that, I'm also the administrator for the sport of softball, which means when the spring rolls around, it's going to be my job to set up the state tournament, all the regional sites, sectional sites, sign the umpires, and you know, really be there at the state final tournament to run that event. And, you know, just kind of our whole staff wears a lot of other different hats, so just other things as they pop up.
So you have a lot of different people who administer the various sports at the state-level competition, basketball, football, so forth and so on. You happen to be involved in football. And it's not just sports that the high school association's involved in. There are other activities other than sports.
That's correct. Yeah, we offer 37 total sports and activities, and we have more activities than just about any other state high school association in the country. And when we talk about activities, we're talking about chess, Scholastic Bowl. We're the only state with bass fishing. Well, at least for one more year, we're the only state with bass fishing. Kentucky's adding it. Debate, speech, all those different types of activities as well.
How has the bass fishing worked out in its early stages?
You know what? It's been very successful. We've had more schools than we expected. We had 199 in the first year, and it's grown slightly each year. I think we had about 215 and then 220 and then about 235 last year. Carlisle Lake has really produced some good turnout. There was one year where the weather was really bad and rainy where the totals were down, but otherwise it's really exceeded a lot of the expectations from some of the bass fishing experts in the state. And, you know, one of the neat things is that one of the reasons we did this was to get kids involved who weren't involved in sports and other things in their schools, and that has really worked out. And then the second thing has just been that it's got involved just a different type of kid, really, overall, than we see in some of our other types of programs.
Explain a little bit about the bass tournament, if you would. How does a school go about qualifying to get into this tournament?
Sure. We hold sectional rounds. We have about 18 lakes that we're doing around the state 2 weeks before the state finals, so that's in mid-April. And you really just have to enter. You know, you need a coach who's an adult, and you need a boat. And, for the most part, a lot of our schools have been able to find a parent who fishes to donate their boat for that use or a local fishing club. And really you just need to enter, and then you have two kids are allowed in the boat at once fishing with the coach, and then you can go back to land and switch kids if you'd like throughout the day. You've got a maximum of five fish you can catch, and you have a live well, so if you catch a bigger one, if you got your five, you can still keep fishing and try and get one to replace it. And then it's just the total weight at the end of the day of those five fish are going to determine who goes to the state championship. And at state, we bring about 63 boats to the state finals, and same process there. You get five fish each day, and your total from the 2 days together determines the winners.
I bet you had people scratching their heads, Matt, when you announced that we're going to do a bass fishing tournament, and they said, "What?"
Well, yeah, you know what? That was the reaction. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of state associations who've taken interest. There's been a ton of states who've been to our tournament to see how we run it, that they're interested in that, and Kentucky's going to have it next year. I know North Carolina is interested. So, there's been a lot of converts, too. I'll say that. You know, Les Winkler down at the Southern Illinois in Carbondale is one that comes to mind. He had wrote a column about, you know, how he couldn't believe it when we started it. He thought it was kind of absurd. And then after he came that first year, he wrote one saying, "Hey, I was completely wrong. This is a great thing." So he's really enjoyed it. And we've seen a lot of stuff like that throughout the state.
Matt, with the Illinois High School Association, certainly it's been around for over a century. You've had the great run of sponsoring tournaments and so forth and so on. But with Illinois being as unique as it is, a very long state, a very broad state, different schools, great metropolitan areas. it really proves, you know, the IHSA is really kind of a unique organization where you get a little bit of everything, and probably a lot of other organizations around the country take a look at what you guys have been doing.
Well, you know, and I grew up in Illinois and played, you know, IHSA athletics, and but I didn't realize until I got here how highly respected the organization is. You know, it really, among the 51 state associations who belong to the NFHS, which is sort of like an NCAA for high schools, and, you know, yeah, Illinois is really a leader in a lot of areas, and, you know, just there's a lot of state associations who look at what we do and try and, you know, kind of copy and work with us to do the same thing. And I don't mean copy it in a negative connotation. You know, we all really work together to try and do the best things that we can for kids. So, but yeah, you know, the organization is highly respected, and we've been an innovator in a lot of areas. You know, we mentioned bass fishing. We added cheerleading about 7 years ago, and are going to start a dance state final here this coming year. We're looking into marching band and show choir as well, which are probably just down the road. So, yeah, we continue to grow and try and be innovators.
And this is all because it's good to get students involved in extracurricular activities, and students who generally do better in school and have a better style of life once they get out of school.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that you really just summed up our mission statement right there, and that's that, you know, we think that participation and being around the coaches who are and should be role models, these kids should make them better overall citizens for our state and our country.
Now, when a lot of people think of the IHSA in the state especially, they think of the state basketball tournament. How has the response from the public been since you guys moved to the four-class system?
You know what? I think it's a little bit mixed, and it depends who you talk to. And really, that's with any change. You know, you're always going to get traditionalists who want it the way it was. We had a retirement dinner the other night, and I sat at a table with Dave Fry, who was the IHSA executive director for about 25 years, and he was talking about when he came on board, two classes was already in place, and he wanted to go back to one class because that was what he grew up with. So, you know, from the traditionalist, you still hear a little bit of griping, but, you know, now you're into a range here where this is really what the kids have grown up with. It's what they expect. So, you know, you don't hear much from them at all. You know, we've never had a team return a state championship trophy saying, hey, we don't think we earned this because it was four classes instead of two.
That's surprising. Yeah,
that's a great point. That's an excellent point. And you know, when the IHSA puts on the state level tournaments, the state series as you call them, it takes money to run these things. So you've got to have a lot of participation. You've got to make sure you have the crowd. You've got to make it fan friendly. And sometimes that's, you know, that's not the only reason, but that's part of the reason why you do things the way you do.
Well, absolutely, and that's a really good point you bring up, is that, you know, it does not cost any money for a school to be a member of the IHSA. And a lot of state associations do. You either pay a fee or you're paying per team that you enter. It's completely free. And the way that we make our money to fund those close to 40 sports and activities is through our ticket sales. And actually, we only have about 8 sports that do make money. So we really count on the boys' basketball, the girls' basketball, the football, the wrestling. You know, those are creating those opportunities, you know, for the speech and the chess and all the other ones. So it is important. And you know, so it's something that we do look at closely, and, you know, we're lucky. We have a state that has a great history and a great tradition in high school athletics, and so, you know, the towns really come out and support the teams, and so we, you know, our model, we think we're going to be able to support that for a long time to come, where there's no money being paid, and that's important when you look at the economic climate that we're in right now.
We're talking with Matt Trohoff from the Illinois High School Association. Matt, one thing, and we're fortunate enough here at WSMI, we cover a lot of different area schools. So we're the local radio station for a lot of schools. And sometimes, you know, somebody's going to be on the outside of an area for a regional tournament. What's the procedure? How do you go about assigning regional sites, sectional sites, that sort of thing? People always ask questions, and nobody ever asks the people in charge. We're asking the guy in charge now. What's the procedure? What's it like to set one of these tournaments up?
Yeah, you know, we have a map, a computerized map program. And for example, when I'm doing softball and I pull up Class 1A, and every 1A school in the state comes up on my map, and I have to start by breaking it down into sectional. So I have to pick, I try and pick about eight central areas, and then I'll start to assign them into clusters. And all of the, really only the rule is at that point is that you need to be within two schools of every one. So when I said eight, let's say we had 160 schools in Class 1A, then I would try and do eight clusters of 20. And, you know, so essentially, at some point, you're going to get a geographic region where there's 22 schools that fit in there naturally. And what that means is that there's two schools there who look like they fit better in one area and really do fit better in one area. But to keep those numbers even, you got to send them east or west or north or south. And so that's where some of those outliers come into play. But those are important because if you get too many teams in one sectional and then not another one, there's going to be some regionals or some sectionals where teams play less games to advance. So that's the reason why it's so important. And, we actually created a nice little video that actually shows us doing this process and really gives people some insight. So maybe if I emailed that to you after, you guys could maybe link it to your website or something like that. Folks could take a look at it.
Sure, that's absolutely possible, absolutely. We've also wondered about, Do the schools actually have to apply to host a regional or host a sectional, or do you go looking for sites?
Well, yeah, absolutely they do, and that's another good question. They go in. Each school has their own little backdoor page to our website that they can log into, and as a part of that page, they go in and there's what we call a facility survey, and they go through and they tell us how many people their gym holds, or for their softball field, do they have lights, do they have a fence, all those types of things. And then they also put in there whether or not they'd like to host and at what level for the various sports. Now, some sports, basketball in particular, literally almost every school in the state puts in that they'd like to host. So you really got to get a rotation going. But then in others, like a baseball and a softball, some schools may not have as good a facility, or they may use a public park, and it may be more difficult. So in those cases, we generally don't have enough people who want to host to fill. And then I'm really just left to kind of try and call around and figure out, who can and wants to host. And, sometimes you just get in an area where maybe there's one or two schools who have great facilities and everyone else in the area says, hey, yeah, let them rotate between them themselves. We like playing at a really good park. So it's just sort of feeling out who wants to and who can.
Well, you're always welcome to use my park in Raymond.
Okay.
Well, I'm on the park board, so I'm telling you, we've got the facilities upgraded, so you're always welcome to send a tournament our way.
You guys have hosted several super sectors there, Greg.
Yeah, I think we have. So we've been pretty fortunate over the years and had some good crowds. And that's what's really exciting when you see higher level competition. You get these big crowds that come in, and it's noisy, and people are cheering, and they're oohing and on every pitch or every shot, and that just gives you a great feeling about the competition that's going on in these tournaments.
It really does, and it is. It's a lot of fun, and I'll tell you, the 1A, 2A weekends are always a lot of fun, just because the whole towns come out, and it just shows you the great support that they have for all the athletes out there.
Matt, one of the changes that the IHSA just recently implemented was the cutoffs, I guess, between private schools, public schools, for certain sports, to where it's broken down now to where, say, one school may be 2A in girls basketball, but 3A in boys basketball, or along those lines. Could you just explain a little bit how that works, maybe, and just clear that up?
Well, actually, yeah, that first came into play last year, and actually, it wasn't a very good response to it, so we've actually done away with that for this coming year.
Okay.
So in a particular sport, for its near sport, as we would call it, example, boys and girls basketball, a school would be in the same classes for those. It would no longer be a different one. Same thing with softball, baseball. Although it could be in class for baseball, softball, and different for basketball, there won't be a lot of that will happen. But the big change that we made this year is that in the past, in our four-class sports, because we have more small schools in the state, we took a larger percentage in Class 1A and 2A. And I want to say it was like 28% in 1, 28% in 2, and then 22% in 3 and 4. But our board made the decision, and as we all talk about it, a decision that probably should have been made a few years ago in retrospect. And now we'll just go 25% in each of the classes. And, there's always going to be a school who's the the smallest school in the class, who's not going to be happy about that. But, you know, our schools understand that the lines have to be drawn somewhere, and, you know, somebody has to fall into that spot. And I think for a lot of the folks who were in that boat, it was harder for them to swallow it when the cuts weren't even. So I think that, you know, now that we're at the 25s, we'll stay there, and, you know, folks can kind of adjust now to where they're at, and that's where they'll be for the, you know, the foreseeable future.
So, Matt, if a girls' basketball team is 2A and a boys' team is 3A, where will the adjustment be? Will the girls be bumped up or the boys be bumped down?
It would be bumped down.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you were on that, the smaller number would prevail there.
So everybody will be basically playing in the same class for that particular sport.
Exactly.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Of course, I think the multiplier, when it went into effect, I think that was a very popular move across the state. But as the IHSA, I would imagine it's a delicate balance between dealing with the public school and the private school.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that real quick? It cut out just a little bit.
Yeah, I was just saying it's probably a delicate balance between working with public schools and private schools, because a lot of times the interests necessarily aren't the same.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, as you mentioned, when we did the multiplier, that was it was voted in by our member schools, and we have, you know, about 600 public schools to 200 private schools, and, you know, so it passed unanimously. And at the time, it was very controversial, but I think it's been the best move. And, you know, the controversy from that has really kind of subsided, and what we've seen is there's a lot of states right now that are struggling with the private-public issue. Ohio, North Carolina, Nevada have all had some serious, you know, legislation, or they've had, you know, there's actually been some talk about trying to kick some successful private schools out of their association. So there's been some ugly situations, and, you know, I think things have really simmered and sort of been accepted here in Illinois. So we feel like we're in a pretty good shape and happy with what we did and when we did it.
And what people have to remember, you're a private membership organization, that, and you don't want anybody else from the outside, like the Illinois legislature, getting involved. It's none of their business on what the IHSA does with their member schools. Let's just be honest.
We certainly feel that way. That's
yeah.
All it's
case, but. Well, I mean, they've got enough stuff to handle and worry about, right?
Well, yeah, you know, you said it.
I put you on the spot, Matt. I'm sorry. Well, I have always thought, and I've been able over the years to take in state basketball tournaments from other states around the nation and watch them, but I've always thought that Illinois has the crown jewel of all state basketball tournaments. You guys do it the best, absolutely the best.
Well, I appreciate that. We do. We take a lot of pride in it. We take pride in all of our events. And, you know, we are the original March Madness. If folks aren't aware of that, the administrator from the IHSA back in the 30s coined that phrase, and we share the rights to that with the NCAA now. Yeah, it is. And if you haven't been there, there's an area adjacent to the arena in Peoria there where we have the March Madness experience. And, you know, the best way to describe that would be a basketball Disneyland. It's just a lot of different games.
It's great.
It is. It's worthwhile to come take it in and see a few games and run around in that area for a little bit.
And the March Madness experience really, to me, has revolutionized the state tournament. I remember when I was a kid, it was still at U of I, and I remember the first year that it left to go to Peoria, I was just beside myself. I couldn't imagine the state tournament not being at the Assembly Hall, but after going to Peoria for a number of years in a row, I can't imagine it being anywhere else. Just talk about the relationship that the IHSA now has with the city of Peoria.
Well, yeah, it's a great relationship, and, you know, that move preceded my time at the association, and, you know, we talked before about the traditionalists, and you still hear from some folks who come up and say, I wish you guys had moved back to Champaign. But for the most part, you know, again, now we've been there almost 20 years, and that's where, you know, a whole new generation, that's what they think of as Peoria when they think of the state basketball tournament. And you're right. We have a backing there in Peoria that's really unrivaled compared to any of our state finals. And we have great people in all our cities where we work. But, you know, Peoria really is a special group of people who just get behind that, and they continue to get behind other things. And we've brought a lot of other events to Peoria since then, you know, just because of the way they do and support us and everything. So it's a great relationship.
20 years, oh my goodness.
Yeah, hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe. Matt, we're out of time. We're going to let you go, and we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning and shedding some light on how the IHSA works And we appreciate everything you do and that the organization does to keep all these activities alive and well in the state of Illinois, and we hope to see you and maybe talk to you down the line, okay?
I'd love to come on any time. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Matt Trohoff from the Illinois High School Association. And
that's course, insight right there.
Yeah. I mean, we learned a couple things today that had no clue about, which is really good. And I guess right off the bat, to see this fall, we'll have cross country and some tennis and some football and some volleyball and some soccer. And and the hits just keep on coming. But we're
next
out of time.
Next week will be our football preview.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jan O'Malley, thank you so much. We'll see you at MTXE Day.
Be there,
be square. Buy one of those trifecta tickets, okay? Help out everything.
Football Friday approaches.
Yes, it is. It's about time.
That's right. We'll have our football preview show next Saturday morning at 9:05 here on FM 106. Sports Saturday is done. For Tobin, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.